Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it. Thanks again for everybody joining us this morning, whether you're here or on the phone here or in Kansas City. We look forward to a very interesting and productive Board of Directors meeting and product showcase. I feel you'll find this morning's press conference very informative. Myself, as a corn, soybean, and cattle producer, I find the highlight of any USMEF meeting the opportunity to hear directly from our international staff, because there's really no substitute for getting firsthand information from the people USMEF has on the ground in each of our foreign markets. Today, Phil Singer International and our international directors will discuss the first quarter export results of 2014, outline some of the key issues impacting the foreign markets, and provide an overview of how we expect them to perform during the remainder of this year. But before we do that, I want to give you a few thoughts of my own. On my operation, whether I'm producing corn, soybeans, or cattle, I know that I want the best possible return I'm going to get and to add value to the crops that I raise and the livestock that I produce. That's why it's more important than ever that we capitalize on the premiums delivered by the foreign markets. For both beef and pork, the export value per head of slaughtered has never been higher than it is today. In the first quarter, we averaged more than $60 per hog slaughtered, up 14% from a year ago. And for beef, the per head average for fed steers and heifers was nearly $255 per head, up 15%. This is the kind of growth that can only be achieved if you are getting out into each of the markets at the value that it values the most. And when the U.S. meat industry is able to do that, it boosts profitability across all agriculture sectors. I'm very proud of the role that USMEF plays in that success. Before I conclude, I want to thank the producers across the nation for their outstanding support of USMEF. What we receive from our national and state partners in the beef, pork, lamb, feed grain, and oilseed industries is invaluable to the work that we do overseas. The commitment of these producers makes their checkoff program that has fueled the growth of the U.S. meat exports and allowed USMEF to become successful, to become the successful organization that it is today. So with that, I will turn it over to Phil Singh. As Joe said, I need to step out for another meeting, but we'll be back shortly. Thanks.